We are up to Simen Shin Yud Zayin Siv Dalit, and we'll be finishing the Simen. Siv Dalit. Koshrin Dli B'Meshicha O Ba'avnet. What happens if the bucket from the well, which was suspended by a string, by a rope, it tore? So you're allowed to go and put some kind of a Meshicha, like an elastic. You're allowed to put it there. Some kind of string that doesn't belong there, or avnet is a belt. The kayotzebo, because you're not going to be mevatlet there, meaning you're not going to keep it there for good. So that's mutter. Avalo bechevel, but you couldn't use a rope. Now it says this rope is even one that belongs to the weaving people, and you're going to have to give it back to them. So you're not mevatlet there. Within rope, Chazal were not mechalek. They said that since a normal rope you would leave there, even a special rope, you're not allowed to put there. Vahani Mili says the Mechaber, when is this? Bedloyayim hakfuim babor. That's only the buckets that are attached to the pit. Avdloyayim shalonu she'enim kfuim babor enekesh shakayama. But when you're dealing with our buckets that are not attached to the well, it's a bucket that you tie and untie strings from, there would be no iser. It would be mevutl altogether. Further, Sifhei, Aniva Mutter, a bow is Mutter, the Lav Kesher, because that is not a knot. Hagov, Afiluim Oser Kesher, Echad Lamata Nogim Boheter. Even if you make a knot in a bow, it's Mutter. So, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah comes out like this. A bow, whether it's a single bow, a double bow, a triple bow, it doesn't make a difference. You do one slip knot on top of another slip knot. The halachi is that is always considered aniva. It is not a kesher, and it is mutter altogether. It's interesting, in Shmir Shabbos Kelchasi, he brings down that if you do a double bow in a way that it really stands, he's choshish that is kosher, not like the Mishnah Berurah. Whereas, if you do a knot in a bow, although it's not considered a kesher shel kayama, it's considered a kesher, and not a kesher umin, if you wanted it to stay for less than a day, then it's mutter. But if you want it to stay for more than a day, then we are choshish that's a kesher that's not made lahatiro bobayom, and that it's aser. So that, say, in a tie or shoes, you have to tie it in a way that you plan on undoing it that day. Otherwise, there would be a real chash of a kesher that's meant to stay. Sivav, koshen chevel b'fnei apara b'shvil shelo teitze. You're allowed to tie a rope in front of a cow that it shouldn't run away. Afilu b'beiz rashei apesach. So what you're doing is you're tying a rope on two sides of the door, on the two doorposts. What's the problem? What is that a chiddush? V'lo chayshinen shemiyate rosh echad yotzieno derech sham v'yadiach rosh hashedi kosher. We're not koshish that you're only going to undo one knot, and then the other one you'll leave there forever. So you ended up tying a kesher olam on Shabbos. We say no, the odds are that you're going to untie both of them. Because that's the derech. Siv Zayin, metaltlim chevel shel gardi pirish oreg lekoshrim be'evus ubapora. You're allowed to go ahead and take the rope of a weaver in order to tie it in the evus and the para. The evus is the trough in which he eats from. That's where the food is placed. So the halach is that if you want to tie the cow onto the avus, the halach is its mutter. We're not afraid that you're going to leave this rope on the cow and loose on the ground, or that you're going to leave it in the avus and just untie the cow side of it. And it turns out that you tied one of the sides for good. Aval chevel di alma lo. That's only a chevel shel gardi, because you know you're going to have to give it back to the gardi to go back to his weaving. Not so when you're dealing with a simple chud. Not a chud of a gardi. We're afraid you will leave it there. Vahani mil lakosho be'evos upora. Aval maya kosho be'evos v'rotz lakosho be'pora. Maya kosho be'pora v'rotz lakosho be'evos muter b'chol chevel. If one of them was already tied, and the shayla is you want to tie the other one, that is going to be mutter in any one of them, because it makes sense that the old kesher you're going to leave, and the new one is the one you're going to untie. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if you go and make a rope by winding threads around, then you're chayiv because of kosher. That's considered kshira. On that basis, of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wants to say that to take a twist tie, and the whether it's a plastic or metal or a paper that has metal inside it, and you twist it around, he says if you twist it very well, that may have a din of kshira like the Rambam there. It may be considered kosher, and untying it would be matir. So for Shabbos uses, you just tie it once or twice and nothing more than that.